Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Yes, there's a charge on my car that I did not make.
Right here,
for $67.32, and it was charged today.
May I have your zip code, please?
36609, the zip code.
Yes. Your first and last name?
T-O-D-D.
Can you repeat that, please?
What is charged for?
That's what I'm trying to see, sir. Can I have your first and last name?
My last name is Todd, T-O-D-D. My first name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
Okay, and can you verify the shipping address?
What you mean shipping address? I'm saying, where did this charge come from? I did not make this purchase. I know that this Better Deals did this. I'm finna get my car switched over again.
Okay,
but I'm
sir,
finna refuel it.
Okay, sir, you had the tactical bag. It does explain those terms and conditions that you will be enrolled into the monthly membership for the online savings.
I didn't select to enroll in a monthly membership. I don't want a monthly membership. I just want the tactical bag, and that's it. I won't be making no more purchases.
Okay, that account has been canceled, sir.
Can I have a refund for my that $67.32 that was snuck out of my account this morning?
Sir, it was agreed to in the terms and conditions about the enrollment.
No, it wasn't. What email at? Y'all never sent me an email or anything. No confirmation email or no nothing. So how was it agreed to?
Sir, anytime you order online, you have to agree to the terms and conditions or it won't let you order.
I'm an online retailer myself.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell me that. I have my business through Shopify. Uh-huh. I know better. So
sir,
that's not true.
Sir, there were terms and conditions. If you like, I can give you the website. Anytime you make a purchase online, you have to agree to it or else it won't let you proceed with your checkout.
That's not true.
It is, sir.
I just want a refund for everything.
I can give a 35% refund back on the charge.
No, I want a full refund back. Well, if you don't, I'll just dispute it with the bank and they'll get it back. I want a full refund. I did not agree. Where's the email? Show me the email that you all sent of terms and conditions.
It was when you ordered, sir. I can give you the name of the website that you can go and look.
No. I want my money back. That's not true. You guys have scammed me.
Are you ready for the website, sir?
I have the website.
Okay, well, sir, you can go in there and see that those are terms and conditions.
Refund.
Okay, sir, so that 35%, I can give a 50% refund.
No, I want 100% refund.
The highest I can go is because
no,
those terms and conditions were agreed to, sir.
Refund for something I did not sign up for.
Those terms and conditions were agreed to.
It was not.
It was, sir, or else it wouldn't let you order at all.
Okay. Terms and conditions for what? For a monthly membership?
Yes, sir. It explains everything about the enrollment.
No, I clicked that I don't want a monthly membership.
No, you can't do that, sir. You can't. It doesn't have an option for you to click to not get enrolled into the membership.
Okay, well, you all are just scammers then, and I'll definitely leave my own reviews and let everyone know, which I'm pretty sure you all have a lot of reviews with people already telling people. But I'll dispute it with my bank, and I'll get a full amount back, and you guys have lost my business. Bye.